We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, and we are continuing the sugyas of Bishul. And Yat Hashem, at the end of today's Daf, we'll be starting the sugyas of Muksa. But we're starting today, Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, approximately 10 lines from the top by the two dots. It said, Avol Noisein, said in the Mishnah that you could put in a lot of cold water into a Mecham. The Gemara now is a going discussion about putting cold water into hot water or vice versa. Tanu Rabbanan, Winter Brisa. Noisein Odom Chamin L'Soy Chatzoinen. Here we're talking about a Kli Sheni. We're talking about a Keli that has hot water in it from a Kli Rishon. It's called Kli Sheni. Noisein Odom Chamin L'Soy Chatzoinen. Let it pour hot water into Tzoinen, from a Kli Sheni into a Tzoinen, into cold water. We can't put cold water into a Kli Sheni, according to B'Shami. Now let's do this. And B'Shami holds that the Kli Sheni is mevashel, and he holds that you say tata'a gava, which means the thing on the bottom always wins, is always stronger. The thing on the bottom is always stronger, which means that if the bottom is cold, so you put chamin in it, nothing will happen. But if you put the cold into the chamin, then it'll be awesome. That's found by Shammai. It says, Noisin odom chamin lo sechat tzoynim, lo yat tzoynim sech chamin diver by Shammai. Beisil says, "Bein chamin sechat zoynein, bein tzenes chamin mutter." Side putting cold water into hot water into cold water, it's mutter, and we'll see why. Because Kli Sheni, it's always mutter. So the price goes weiter. Medvar murim bekois in a kois, which is Kli Sheni. Avu ba'ambati in the bathtub, which is a Kli Rishon. There, Beisil says, "Chamin l'soichat zoynein." You let it pour hot water into cold water, which means you let it pour from the ambati, from a Kli Rishon into cold water. It's not a problem, because the cold water is on the bottom, so it's stronger. You're not allowed to put the cold water into the hot water, into the ambati, because the bottom one is stronger. Rav Shimon Asya Oyser, Shimon Asya holds it's Oyser. And Pashas is going back on what Beis Hillel said, that talking about a Kli Rishon of ambati, Beis Hillel Maisa was mat there to pour from the hot into the cold. And that Rav Shimon Asya is saying is Oyser. Now, Rashi learns we're saying Tatal Gava, and Tais doesn't like it so much, because Tatal Gava, Lo Gava, is a Machlikas Amarayim, and Mesechlis Psochim. But Lamaisa, that's how Rashi learns the Sugya, it's a Shiloh that we're going, both Beis Shammai still agree that Tatal Gava, that the bottom one is stronger. Just the question is, if by Kli Sheni was it Osir? According to Beis Shammai, Kli Sheni was Osir. According to Beis Hillel, no, a Kais is always Mutter, and the whole difference between Tatal and Lo is only by Ambati, which is a Kli Rishon. And Rav Shimon Ben Asya asks, "Omar Rav Nachman, this was one kasha that even if you hold tata gavar, the Gemara in Pesachim says that when you pour the hot into the cold, at least the surface gets cooked. So why here doesn't the surface get cooked? On that, the Teretz says, since it's water, it mixes right away. There's no surface to get cooked. That's the Teretz Taisus gives over here in other places." So the Gemara writes, "Omar Rav Nachman, halacha k'Rav Shimon ben Manasseh." Rav Nachman said that we pass like Rav Shimon ben Manasseh. It says aser, which right now we're learning to mean that by embati it's aser both ways. By Kli Rishon it's aser both ways, side cold into hot and hot into cold, which means even hot into cold is aser according to Rav Shimon ben Manasseh. And Rav Nachman says we pass like Rav Shimon ben Manasseh. Shav Rav Yisrael Meimar, Rav Yisrael wanted a taina. Sorry, is Lameimar Seifel Hareyu Kambati. That a Seifel, which means a little bucket, which they used to wash themselves from, is Kambati. Now, even though a Seifel is a Kli Sheni, because a Seifel, you take out hot water from the Ambati and you use it to wash your hands and face, still, it's like Ambati. Why? So Rashi says, the Pshat in such a Havamina would be that even though it's a Kli Sheni, since I warmed it up for Rechitza, it's probably boiling hot. And since it's boiling hot, so maybe it has dinner of a Kli Rishon. That's what Rav Yisrael thought to say. Amle Abaye, no, you're wrong. Tani Rav Chia, Seifel ain't a Kambati. We have a Brayis that says Seifel is not like Kambati, and a Seifel, which is a washing bucket, has a din of a Kli Sheni. Zok to Gemara, L'may desalik adayte mi kara. That we throw in the Havamina, that Seifel rei Kambati, that Seifel has the same din as Abati. And V'amur Rav Nachman, look at Rav Shimon Nasya, and Rav Nachman said that Rav Shimon Nasya holds by Ambati. Any side you put cold water into hot water into cold water, it's usher. So El B'Shabbos, we know on Shabbos, if you have water warmed up from four Shabbos, you're allowed to use it to wash yourself on Shabbos, your hands or your face. So El Bashabas, Rechitza Becham and Lekka, it's impossible. Because the only way to do Rechitza is by mixing it with a little cold water. The water is too hot to put on your face. It's boiling hot. You have to cool it off a little bit. So Bishlama, if you learn like Beis Hillel, so Beis Hillel has, you have an Eitzah, pour the hot water into a little cold water, and then it's good. But if Rav Shimon of Nasi held that by Ambati, both ways was Aser, and a Seifel had a din of Ambati, so had you ever wash yourself on Shabbos? How was it a gay? El Bashabas Rechitza Becham and Lekka. Zokta Gemara. Rav Shimon of Nasi wasn't talking about the Sefer by Ambati. By there, maybe greets to Beis Hillel. Misavas Rav Shimon of Nasi, Sefer Koi, a Reisha Koi. He's going on the Reisha. The Reisha is talking about a Klisheni, where Beis Shammai said that if the bottom one is hot, you now put cold water into it. And Beis Hillel says, mutter both ways. A Reisha Koi, Beis Hillel matir in Bein Chamon, Seich Tzoynein, or Bein Tzoynein, Seich Chamon. That Beis Hillel says, mutter, say hot water into cold water into hot water. Rav Shimon of Nasi oyser tzoynon say chamen. Shimon Nasi said it's also to put tzoynin into chamen because of tatal gava. That's what Shimon Nasi oyser means. So it's more lamer of Shimon Nasi domek kavei shamei. It means Rav Shimon of Nasi holds like kavei shamei. That's what he meant to say. Kavei shamei said that. So it's more hokkama. Rav Shimon Nasi saying like nechle ku kavei shamei beisil b'davazeh. Rav Shimon Nasi held that there is no makloikis kavei shamei beisilo, and by klisheni you never allowed to put cold water into the klisheni because Tata Gava. That's how we would learn. And Rav Nachman would be saying halacha like that. Rav Nachman would be saying that we paskin like Rav Shimon ben Menasseh. So Amar Rav Huna Breider of Yeshua, Chazin le Rava deloy kaper damana. I saw Rava was not makbid at all. Anything that's in a klisheni, he is not makbid at all for any type of bishul, with water at least. Midatani Rav Chia, because he had a brisa. That brisa says, Nosan Odom Kitun Shomayim, the Sech Seifel Shomayim. You're allowed to take a Kitun Shomayim, you want to warm up your water bottle, you're allowed to put it into Seifel Shomayim, Bein Chamin, the Sech Tzoynin, and Bein Tzoynin, the Sech Chamin. So you see, that would never mark, but on a Klisheni, because you could put in the Kitun Shomayim into a Seifel, Sai Chamin, the Tzoynin, so you see, so Rav was never mark, but on a Klisheni. And basically, not like Rav Shimon ben Menasseh, who said that Basil agreed they're not allowed to put cold water into hot water. Because here, he used to put his Kitan Shalmayim into a hot Sefer of Mayim. So that was a Raya, because the Braisa says, you're allowed to do that. Put a Kitan Shalmayim. Omle Rav Huna Rav Ashi, what's the Raya? There, it's in a bottle. So it has a klipa, has a cover. It's a bottle I put into the hot water. Dimashan also, Nerissa Kli, is a Hefsa Kli. Omle, Ma'ara Itmar. In the Braisa says Ma'ara. Ma'ara Odom Kitam Shalmayim. You go allowed to put cold water, Lusaych Sefer Shalmayim. Ben Cham Sech Tzoynin, Ben Tzoynin Sech Chamin. Even Tzoynin Sech Chamin is Mutter. So that was Pshat. So you see, Klar, that Rava was saying, Halacha Lamaisa, that Klisheni is not a problem for water at all. And that's Takar Halacha Lamaisa. There is no Bishul by water in a Klisheni. That's what we're passing both ways. Say hot into cold, cold to hot. By Klisheni is no problem of Bishul. Mash Enkin. By an abati, there is a problem of bishul for sure. If you put cold water into hot water, it's a problem of bishul. That's what would come out from this gemara.